Hi, this is a dictation for patient Margaret Watts, MargaretWatts, Margaret Watts. Date of birth is 6/25/47. Date of accident is 9/7/2022. Date of service is 1/20/2023. The patient is here with a complaints of pain in the area of lower back and right shoulder, right hip, right knee, and right ankle. The radiation of the right across the lateral part of the arm with difficulty in walking, sitting, as well as mild headaches. All of these symptoms were attributed to an automobile accident that happened on 9/7/2022 dictation, in which her car was hit T-bone on passenger side in a hit and run accident. These pains today she complains are mostly now right sided. The pain is overall between 3 to 5, and the pain involves the right shoulder, right elbow, right hand and a wrist, as well as right hip and right knee, the lower back pain is also around 5. No radiation of pain is reported to the lower back, to the legs. Overall pain level is between 3 and 5, and radials are not affected much beyond 4. 50% improvement has been reported by the patient. In neurology and psych, only headaches are reported, which are now mild, around 4 on a scale of 1 to 10, and associated with anxiety and nightmares. No symptom of TBI are reported. No history of any dizziness, vertigo, vision problem, balance problem, confusion, disorientation, memory issues, none of them. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the right hip, right knee, right ankle, and some pain in the right and the right shoulder stiffness, neck pain, and a lower back pain without any difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level. Actually, she is feeling better, 50%. And there are no changes in the medical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, patient is using pain medications that are provided by the clinic, which is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, patient is reporting full compliance to the pain medication regimen. No substance abuse is reported. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 131/61. Pulse is 74 and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of 1/9/2023, dictation number 0112-096. Kindly use the general review, extremities, and musculoskeleton examinations. We'll appreciate along with the diagnosis. The plan is to continue the physical therapy as applied. There's a possibility she has a left-sided sacroiliitis and traction massage, aquatherapy. Patient has been advised about the home treatment also. And the patient wanted to be released to the full duty without restriction. However, she wants to continue some therapy. And the reason is that patient has had a financial emergency. She wants to work, otherwise there won't be any money for her to pay her bills. So the patient is not discharged. Patient will continue her therapy, but she is put back on a regular job. Thank you.